Watch, McDonald's employee throws blender at customer after she complains about order. By Amy Furr on October 24, 2019. A McDonald's employee threw a blender at a woman in Coleraine Township, Ohio, after she complained her order was not correct. Surveillance footage from September shows the moment when Brittany Price walked into the fast food restaurant to tell staff her drive-thru order was not right and she wanted it changed. "I wanted to get some Happy Meals and some cheeseburgers, and that was a very unhappy day for me," the young mother said. "I wasn't the only one that got frustrated. You know, watching the video, we see a lot of people that see me and her talking, trying to resolve the issue, and they're like, 'I'm not dealing with this.' You know, they just left. They didn't even place their order." The video shows Price standing in the restaurant lobby for about 23 minutes, then going outside to get the rest of the food from inside her car where her children were waiting. "Then it's like you're directly ignoring me, so what choice do I have? I don't have to put up with this, so I went and got the food. I want my money back," Price said. However, when she came back inside the restaurant, Price began throwing the bags of food at the store's manager, who then threw a blender at Price, striking her in the face and causing her to fall on the floor. The appliance broke Price's nose and shattered her cheekbone. When asked if she regretted throwing the bags at the manager, Price said she did not believe there would have been a different outcome had she refrained from tossing the food. "I feel like even if we would have just went verbal back and forth, that it still would have escalated to something else," she commented. McDonald's released a statement regarding the incident that said its customers and employees remain their top priority. "The safety of our customers and employees is of utmost importance to us. We are looking into this matter and will take the appropriate steps once our investigation is complete," the statement read. Price said she had surgery on her face following the incident and noted that recovery was difficult. "I've had surgery. I've had a lot of doctor's appointments, the follow-up. Hard mornings, hard afternoons," she told reporters. However, local authorities said no charges have yet been filed against anyone connected to the incident.